Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today we're diving into a topic that might seem small, but it's a total game changer for surgical patients: trace elements. These tiny powerhouses are essential for optimal post-operative recovery, and a deficiency in any of them can really throw a wrench in things, especially when it comes to wound healing.
That's right, Mars. Think about it. Surgeons need to be sharp on nutrition because adequate protein and calories are non-negotiable for healing. And if you've got patients on total parenteral nutrition, or TPN, you always need to be on high alert for new unexplained symptoms because trace element deficiencies are super common in TPN patients.
Let's kick things off with a big one, zinc. Chris, what's its main function?
Zinc is a cofactor for over 100 enzymes, Mars. We're talking big deals like DNA synthesis, wound healing, and taste. It's also required for protein synthesis and acts as a cofactor for RNA and DNA polymerase. So, if a patient's zinc levels are low, what kind of hot mess are we looking at for the shelf exam?
Shelf trap alert. You'll see delayed wound healing because zinc deficiency messes with fibroblast proliferation and collagen synthesis and even decreases lymphocyte cellular immunity. Plus, look out for alopecia, that's hair loss, dysgeusia, altered taste, and diarrhea. And here's a high-yield one, a perioral and perianal erythematous rash, also known as acrodermatitis. Oh, and don't forget hypogonadism in children.
So if your burn patient or a TPN patient comes in with poor wound healing and a rash, what's your immediate thought?
Zinc deficiency. Good news, though, zinc toxicity is pretty rare. But fun fact, zinc toxicity can actually cause copper deficiency by competing for absorption. Just a little extra spice for your brain.
Speaking of which, let's talk copper. What's its role, Mars?
Copper is a crucial cofactor for enzymes involved in iron metabolism and connective tissue synthesis, but its deficiency presents with some tricky symptoms. What's the specific type of anemia you'd see?
That's microcytic anemia, and get this, it's unresponsive to iron supplementation. That's a classic differentiator. You'd also see leukopenia and neuropathy or myelopathy, often presenting as posterior column dysfunction, which can lead to gait disturbance. Some bone abnormalities too, like osteopenia.
Shelf scenario time. If you have a post-gastric bypass patient or a TPN patient with anemia and sensory ataxia, what's your go-to deficiency?
Copper deficiency. And remember, gastric bypass surgery often requires copper supplementation. Now, what about copper toxicity, like in Wilson's disease?
Wilson's disease is a big deal. You're looking at hepatic failure, neuropsychiatric symptoms, and those telltale Kaiser-Fleischer rings in the eyes. For these patients, do not give iron supplements. Instead, use chelators like penicillamine. Penicillamine basically grabs onto the excess copper and helps your body get rid of it.
Next up is selenium. What's its function in the body?
Selenium is a potent antioxidant and super important for thyroid hormone metabolism. It also plays a role in lymphocyte function and protects cell membranes from free radical damage. So what happens when selenium is deficient?
The big one to remember is cardiomyopathy, often referred to as Keeshan disease. Patients can also experience skeletal muscle weakness, hair loss, and nail changes.
So if your critically ill TPN patients start showing signs of heart failure, you got to think about
selenium deficiency. And when it comes to toxicity, you might see hair loss, nausea, and a distinct garlic breath odor.
Another one that might need supplementation after gastric bypass. Let's talk chromium. What's its main jam?
Chromium's function is to potentiate insulin action. So its deficiency often leads to hyperglycemia that's refractory to insulin. You might also see peripheral neuropathy.
Classic shelf scenario. A TPN patient develops new hyperglycemia despite insulin therapy. What are you suspecting?
Chromium deficiency. And toxicity is rare, so you can breathe easy there.
Moving on to iron, we know it's essential for hemoglobin and oxygen transport, but where is it primarily absorbed?
Iron is absorbed primarily in the duodenum. And here's a high-yield pearl. Oral vitamin C, ascorbic acid, increases the oral absorption of iron. Iron deficiency leads to microcytic hypochromic anemia. So think chronic GI bleed or post-gastrectomy patients.
and iron toxicity. That's hemochromatosis, folks, presenting as bronze diabetes, cirrhosis, and cardiomyopathy.
All right, on to manganese. Not as common, but still important. Deficiency is rare, causing ataxia and seizures. But what about manganese toxicity?
Toxicity is key here, especially in patients on long-term TPN. Look out for Parkinsonian symptoms and psychosis. So if your TPN patient starts presenting with movement disorders and altered mental status, your alarm bell should be ringing for manganese toxicity.
Quick hit on iodine. Function, deficiency, shelf scenario.
Function, thyroid hormone synthesis. Deficiency, goiter, hypothyroidism, and cretinism in infants. Shelf scenario, critically ill TPN patient develops thyroid dysfunction.
And a couple of the rarer ones. Fluoride is for bone and teeth mineralization. Deficiency causes dental caries. Toxicity leads to skeletal fluorosis. Molybdenum is a cofactor for enzymes like xanthine oxidase. Its deficiency is extremely rare, leading to sulfite toxicity and neurological symptoms.
Last but not least, let's wrap up with magnesium, especially critical in refeeding syndrome. When does this pop up?
When you're refeeding a starving patient like a chronic alcoholic, or imagine a patient with esophageal cancer gets a gastric tube and we start feeding them, watch out for a drop in serum magnesium, potassium, and phosphate. Hypomagnesium can lead to parathyroid hormone, PTH, resistance and mess with vitamin D activation. So remember, you must correct magnesium to correct calcium. Also, don't forget that patients with low phosphate can present with weakness.
All right, team, let's hit those high-yield facts one more time. Zinc deficiency. Look for delayed wound healing, alopecia, altered taste, diarrhea, and a perioral and perianal erythematous rash, especially in burn or TPN patients. Copper deficiency presents with microcytic anemia, unresponsive to iron supplementation, and neuropathy or myelopathy, like posterior column dysfunction. Selenium deficiency, the big one to remember, is cardiomyopathy in critically ill TPN patients. Chromium deficiency causes hyperglycemia, refractory to insulin in TPN patients. Manganese toxicity, keep an eye out for Parkinsonian symptoms and psychosis, commonly seen in long-term TPN patients.
Keep studying. We'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Later, peeps.